Two of the Goldfinger, boo. Mr. Bond, the word pain comes from the Latin pena, meaning penalty, that which must be paid. You must now pay for the inquisitiveness which your attack upon me proves, as I suspected, to be inimical. Curiosity, as they say, killed the cat. This time it will have to kill two cats, for I fear I must also count this girl an enemy. She tells me she is staying at the Bergs. One telephone call proved that to be false. Oddjob was sent to where you were both hidden, and recovered her rifle, and also a ring, which it happens that I recognize. Under hypnotism the rest came out. This girl came here to kill me. Perhaps you did too. You have both failed. Now must come the pena, Mr. Bond. The voice was weary, bored. I have had many enemies in my time. I am very successful and immensely rich, and riches, if I may inflict another of my aphorisms upon you, may not make you friends, but they greatly increase the class and variety of your enemies. That's very neatly put. Goldfinger ignored the interruption. If you were a free man with your talent for inquiry, you would be able to find round the world the relics of those who have wished me ill, or who have tried to thwart me. There have, as I have said, been many of these people, and you would find, Mr. Bond, that their remains resemble those of hedgehogs squashed upon the roads in summer-time. Very poetic simile. By chance, Mr. Bond, I am a poet in deeds. Not often in words, I am concerned to arrange my actions in appropriate and effective patterns, but that is by the way. I wish to convey to you that it was a most evil day for you when you first crossed my path, and, admittedly in a very minor fashion, thwarted a minuscule project upon which I was engaged. On that occasion it was someone else who suffered the pena. That should have been meted out on you. An eye was taken for the eye, but it was not yours. You were lucky, and, if you had then found an oracle to consult, the oracle would have said to you, Mr. Bond, you have been fortunate to keep away from Mr. Ulrich Goldfinger. He is a most powerful man. If Mr. Goldfinger wanted to crush you, he would only have to turn over in his sleep to do so. You express yourself most vividly. Bond turned his head. The great brown and orange football of her head was bent slightly forward. The round moon face was bland, indifferent. Casually one hand reached out to the control panel and pressed down a switch. There came a slow, metallic growl from the end of the table on which Bond lay. It curved quickly up to a harsh whine and then to a shrill, high whistle that was barely audible. His head wearily away. How soon could he manage to die? Was there any way he could hasten a death? A friend of his had survived the Gestapo. He described to Bond how he had tried to commit suicide by holding his breath. By superhuman willpower, after a few minutes without breathing, unconsciousness had come, but with a blackout of the senses, will and intention had also left the body. At once reason was forgotten. The body's instinct to live manned the pumps and got breath back into the body again.